Hello and welcome to Times News Radio. I am Soumya Trivedi and these are the top headlines. Haryana Chief Minister M.L. Khattar today met the grieving parents of Pradyuman Thakur, the 7-year-old student who was found murdered at Gurugram's Ryan International School premises. Khattar told reporters that he has ordered a CBI inquiry in the case and that his government will be taking over the school for the next 3 months.
समाज के बहुत से लोगों ने एक मांग रखी है कि इस केस को सीबीआई को सौंपा जाए। वैसे हरियाणा पुलिस इसमें बहुत अच्छी प्रकार से अपनी सारी इन्वेस्टिगेशन कर रही है, फिर भी इस मांग के आधार के ऊपर इस केस को सीबीआई को जांच के लिए सौंपा जाता है।
Attacking the centre over its stance on deportation of Rohingya Muslims from the country, AIMIM President Asaduddin Owaisi has said that the government should not see the Rohingyas as Muslims but as refugees. If refugees from Tibet, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka can stay in India, why not the Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar? The AIMIM President asked. He also cited the case of Bangladeshi writer Taslima Nasreen, who has taken shelter in India for over a decade now, following threats from Islamic fundamentalists in her country. Addressing a gathering in Hyderabad late last night, Owaisi said,
"Hum Hindustan ke Wazir Azam se aur BJP ki government se kehna cha rahe hain ki aap isko musalman ki nazar se mat dekhiye, ye refugee hai."
An explosion on a London Underground train that injured 22 people on Friday was caused by an improvised explosive device, police said. At 8:20 this morning at Parsons Green Station, there was an explosion on a tube train. "We now assess that this was a detonation of an improvised explosive device," Police Counter-Terror Chief Mark Rowley told reporters. The station was closed as well as an entire section of the district line where it was located, and police urged people to stay away from the area. Now the incident would be the fifth terror attack in 6 months in Britain since March, when a lone attacker mowed down pedestrians and stabbed a police officer outside the British Parliament. Soon, Aadhaar will be linked to one's driver's license, said Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad on Friday. The minister did not give a time frame to link the unique identification number with driver's licenses. His comment, though, comes even as the Supreme Court has yet to rule on whether Aadhaar violates privacy, something it plans to do in November. Before ruling on Aadhaar and privacy, the Apex Court took up the issue of whether privacy is a fundamental right and last month ruled that it indeed is. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan and into the Pacific on Friday, responding to new United Nations sanctions with what appeared to be its furthest ever missile flight amid high tensions over its weapons programs. The launch from near Pyongyang came after the United Nations Security Council imposed an eighth set of measures on the isolated country over its ballistic missile and atomic weapons programs. That followed its sixth nuclear test, by far its largest yet, earlier this month, which Pyongyang said was a hydrogen bomb small enough to fit onto a missile. These were the top headlines. Keep listening to Times News Radio for news in detail.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.